Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday opened up an extraordinary situation in the not only political but the judicial future of this country. With us is Erwin Chemerinsky, Dean of the UC Berkeley School of Law. Erwin and I have known each other for probably 25 years now. Erwin, thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us this morning.
Of course, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. And I know you have a class coming up at 8:30, so this is particularly nice of you. All right, let's start with, let's put to bed very quickly Joe Biden's argument that nominating a new justice and confirming him before the election, him or her, it's going to be a her, and confirming her as a justice is somehow unconstitutional.
It's constitutional. Whoever the president nominates become a justice if a majority of the Senate votes to confirm. That doesn't mean it's wise or desirable, but it would be constitutional.
Right. And so that argument, and I wanted to put it to bed because that's the argument. Now, we have I'm not going to say the morality, because the hypocrisy, and McConnell saying he wouldn't sit Merrick Garland, and it's obvious it was a conservative, it was a Republican Senate that was not going to confirm anything Barack Obama said or did or nominated. And now you have a Republican Senate, and you've got a Republican president. Thank you. We'll get it done. But let's talk about the future, because this is extraordinary what's going to happen, which probably would have happened if Donald Trump got was reelected. But let's talk about a certainty now as to which way the courts are going to go. You've argued cases before the Supreme Court. You obviously study the cases. What cases are on the docket, and which way you think the court's going to go? I mean, not with the obvious question, but let's take the cases that are now in front of the court.
Well, keep in mind, the cases that are before the court are likely to have just 8 justices, because it's hard to imagine that the person's going to be on the court much before November. It's possible they'll rush it through that quickly. I think the most important cases on the docket this term include a case called California versus Texas in terms of the constitutionality of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, and a case called Fulton versus City of Philadelphia, which basically involves whether or not religion should be able to discriminate against gays and lesbians.
Do you see Obamacare being simply overturned and we're back to you're on your own?
I don't see the Supreme Court overturning Obamacare. On the other hand, in 2012, it was a 5-4 decision to uphold Obamacare, with Roberts joining with Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan. If Ginsburg is replaced by somebody very conservative, Roberts is no longer the swing justice. He's no longer ideologically the median justice. There'll be 5 justices to his right. Everything about Obamacare has been so partisan from the beginning. Maybe there will be 5 justices to strike it down.
Yeah, and but you said you don't think it's going to be struck down. On what basis, with the court and certainly the new nominee being a pure ideologue? I don't think anybody has any doubts about that.
Well, the argument this time, I think, is a weak one. The argument is that in 2012, the Supreme Court upheld the individual mandate, the requirement that everybody either purchase insurance or pay a tax penalty. In December 2017, as part of the tax reform bill, Congress eliminated any enforcement mechanism for the individual mandate. So a very conservative federal court of appeals in a 2-1 decision said, well, the individual mandate was what the Supreme Court upheld in 2012. We no longer have the individual mandate. Therefore, that makes the whole Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. The problem with that is the therefore. The question whenever a court would strike down a part of a law is, would Congress have adopted the rest of the law without that portion? Here we know what Congress would have done, because the same Congress in December 2017 decided not to repeal the Affordable Care Act. So I think the Supreme Court is going to say the Affordable Care Act is constitutional. Also keep in mind, we're in the midst of a pandemic. 25 million people are getting their health insurance because of Obamacare. Does the Supreme Court really want to strike it down right now?
Okay. Now, there is an issue. Irwin, the big story, of course, judicially, Roe v. Wade. What's the future going to bring?
If you would have talked to me before Friday, I would have said there were four justices who would vote to overrule Roe: Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh. Four justices who would vote to continue Roe: Ginsburg, Breyerson, and Kagan. And it all came down to John Roberts. And to everyone's surprise, in June, Roberts joined with the liberals to strike down a Louisiana law restricting abortion, emphasizing precedent. I think with Ginsburg replaced by a conservative, if that happens, there'll be five votes to overrule Roe. It's a sure thing. Roberts' vote becomes irrelevant.
Now, is it going to be a direct vote on Roe v. Wade where the fundamental right is gone, or simply allow the nibbling away to where Roe v. Wade becomes, it just doesn't exist anymore, and the argument is we're still upholding, but the various rules of you have the doctor has to be 30 miles away and there has to be certain procedures that are followed that make it impossible effectively. Do you think that's the way it's going to go, or direct overturning?
If you would have talked to me before Thursday, I would have said I think that the court will have five votes to chip away at Roe, but I didn't think that Roberts was likely to vote to overrule it. I think the four conservatives I mentioned, Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh, flat out want to overrule Roe. And I think as soon as they have a fifth vote, they'll do it, because you never know when there can be changes on the court. This has been the conservative judicial agenda for decades. They'll now, for the first time, have five votes to do it.
What other cases do you see where precedent will simply be overturned?
Well, I think the place we're going to see a big change is with regard to the religion clauses in the Constitution. The conservative justices don't believe that there should be a wall that separates church and state. They want to allow much more religious presence in government, and they want to allow people in the name of religion to even discriminate against others, for the baker to not have to bake a cake for a gay wedding, or the case that's before the Supreme Court this year, Catholic Social Services should be able to do foster placements for Philadelphia, even if it won't place kids with gay and lesbian parents. I think that we're going to see a real move by the five conservatives who will be on the court to expand religious freedom, whether it's not providing contraceptives or it's discriminating against gays and lesbians.
So you see gay and lesbians moving back to not having the same rights. Do you see anything, a criminality attached to any of this?
No, I don't think the Supreme Court's going to allow states to make engaging in homosexual activity a crime again. I don't think the Supreme Court's going to overturn Obergefell versus Hodges that said that states can't prohibit gay marriage. I think what the court's going to say is, if people have a religious objection to gays and lesbians or transgender individuals, they can follow their religion and discriminate.
Does that mean that, for example, you have a county clerk or a state that simply says we have no problem with gays, but you know what? In reality is that the states have the ability to say no to gay marriages and will not issue licenses.
Very much so. I think we're going to have five justices who won't overrule Obergefell, but are going to allow the states to narrow it. It's going to be a major sea shift. This will be the most conservative Supreme Court since the 1930s and maybe ever.
And I know that you're fairly liberal and you make absolutely no bones about it. Do you see a movement now, much like the anti-abortionists, who clearly have won? I mean, they've been fighting it since the day of Roe. Do you see any issue where you're going to see a movement on the other side, and it may take decades to go the other way?
Sure, I do, but I think there's the possibility of something happening much more quickly. I think if the Republicans fill this seat with a very conservative individual and Biden wins and the Democrats take the Senate, come 2021, the Democrats are going to expand the size of the Supreme Court.
You really believe they're going to pack the court?
I really believe that. And the reality is the number of justices on the court is not set by the Constitution. It's set by federal statute. The Democrats regard what happened with Merrick Garland in 2016 as a stolen seat. He died in Scalia died in February. President Obama named Merrick Garland in March. And Mitch McConnell said, no hearings, no vote. We should allow the people to decide who's going to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court in the November election. If the Republicans push somebody through now or in a lame duck session of Congress, I think that the Democrats are going to respond by expanding the size of the Supreme Court, saying we're simply remedying what the Republicans did in stealing these seats.
Now, can they do that with a Republican Senate, or no. The Senate has to flip over?
Right. It would have to be both a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress. And the Senate might need to eliminate the filibuster for legislation, but I don't think that the Democrats have any hesitation about that. But the number of seats on the Supreme Court has varied over American history from 5 to 10. 9 is a historical accident from the 1860s. And I think you're already going to see, and we saw it this weekend, Democrats, liberals saying, if the Republicans do this, we have to respond.
Wow. Okay. Erwin, thank you very much. I know you have class coming up. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion going on in the con law classes at school. Take care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, take care.
Always great to talk to you.
Thanks much.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.